Welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, delivering programs from the golden age of radio. I'm your host, Mark Lavonier. Coming up in this hour, adventure from the Lux Radio Theater, bringing us an adaptation of the 1937 motion picture, The Prisoner of Zenda, which featured Ronald Colman and Douglas Fairbanks Jr., who reprised their roles in this radio adaptation. The story itself was made into motion pictures three times before the 1937 version, and again in 1952 with Stuart Granger and Deborah Carr. The CBS broadcast starring Colman is from June 4th, 1939.
From Hollywood, California, the Lux Radio Theater presents Ronald Colman, Douglas Fairbanks Jr., and Benita Hume in The Prisoner of Zenda. Lux presents Hollywood. The lights of our marquee tonight blaze with the names of Ronald Colman, Douglas Fairbanks Jr., Benita Hume, C. Aubrey Smith, Ralph Forbes, and Peter Wills in The Prisoner of Zenda. The drama of a commoner who played king. A story of a great romance, a magnificent adventure. Our special guest is Colonel Ivar N. Herning, former diplomat and military attaché, who is technical advisor on the recent screen version of our play. Louis Silvers conducts our music. And now, here's the producer of the Lux Radio Theater. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Cecil B. DeMille.
Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. Greetings from this city of the fast fade-out, where actors know that their years of stardom are limited to usually not over five, where more than 10 years of top billing is generally the stuff that cinematic dreams are made of, and where Ronald Colman, more popular than ever after 15 years, is regarded as something of a miracle man. Of course, there's a reason for Mr. Colman's enduring fame, and the reason is Mr. Colman himself, a gentleman whose quiet charm matches his talent, whose head has never expanded under the heat of the spotlight, and who has shown Hollywood that balance is something more than what you have in the bank. A native of England, Ronald Colman drew his first week's salary as a clerk in a London steamship office. During the war, he joined the Contemptibles, which was the famous regiment led by Lord Kitchener, and after the armistice, he turned to acting. But it seemed that post-war England had other things on her mind than Ronald Colman, so he took his hopes and $37 across the Atlantic. He was glad to get a two-line part in an American play. Then he came to Hollywood because he happened to satisfy the requirements of a director looking for a new actor with the romantic appeal of a Rudolph Valentino. Success after success followed. One of his greatest he repeats tonight. Rudolph Rassendyll in Anthony Hope's celebrated romance, The Prisoner of Zenda. We're also joined by two other stalwarts from this film made by Selznick International Pictures. Douglas Fairbanks, Jr., and C. Aubrey Smith. As Rupert of Hentzau, Mr. Fairbanks proves he can parry a thrust with as much vigor as his famous sword-swinging father. The next picture in his brilliant career will be Rulers of the Sea for Paramount. Mr. Smith, one of the ablest character actors I've ever known, plays Colonel Zapt, and Benita Hume, who has starred both here and abroad, comes back to our footlights in the part of Princess Flavia. Ralph Forbes is heard as Michael, and Peter Wills as Fritz. Our curtain's rising now, and the Lux Radio Theater brings you The Prisoner of Zenda, starring Ronald Colman, Douglas Fairbanks Jr., and Benita Hume. A lonely mountain stream, somewhere in the woods of Middle Europe. To an aged oak near the edge of the stream is nailed a tattered placard, which reads, Province of Zenda, Fishing Preserve, Trespassing Forbidden, by order of His Majesty the King. Just below the sign, stretched out full length on the grassy bank, is a young Englishman. His head is pillowed on a fishing creel. His rod lies unheeded by his side. He's deep in sleep when two men in hunting costume come from the woods and stand over him. They gaze at him for a moment and then turn to each other in astonishment.
It's unbelievable. Look at him.
There is a resemblance, isn't there?
Resemblance? Look at the nose, the chin. Shave him and he'd be the king.
He isn't the king, is he? I mean, I didn't have that much to drink last night.
Oh, don't be a fool. The king's hunting over the ridge. Wake the man up.
Say, there, you. Wake up. Wake up.
Oh, your pardon, gentlemen. Good morning. Anything the matter?
May I ask your name, please?
Well, since you've taken the first step in the acquaintance, gentlemen, suppose you give me a lead in the matter of name.
This is Colonel Zapt, and I am Fritz von Tollenheim. We are both in the service of His Majesty, the King.
How do you do? I am Rudolf Rassendyll, traveling from England, not so long ago in the service of Her Majesty, the Queen.
Rassendyll? Rassendyll! By heaven, I knew there was some reason for it.
Fritz! Zapt! Where are you?
Here, Your Majesty.
Where? Confound it, I thought I'd lost you. Why didn't... Oh. Who's this?
He's by way of being a relative of yours, sire.
A relative? I don't understand.
It is something for which you cannot entirely blame me, Your Majesty.
Oh, then who is to blame?
If I may hazard a guess, Your Majesty, I would say that the blame might lie equally between your great-great-great-grandfather, Rudolf, and my great-great-great-grandmother, Amelia.
What?
Right by heaven. The man's a Rassendyll from England, sire.
Well, met, cousin. Forgive me if I was unduly surprised. It's too early in the day for a man to see double, eh, Fritz? What are you doing here, cousin?
I must admit, sire, that I may have been guilty of somewhat the same offense as our mutual ancestor.
Oh, what was that?
Fishing in forbidden waters.
Oh, that was good. That's good. The man has wit zapped. Well, what are you saying, cousin? What are your plans?
I am at the inn, sire, and I have no plans other than to fish.
Now, you must come to my coronation tomorrow. I'd give 1,000 crowns for the sight of Brother Michael's face when he sees the pair of us. But, of course, you don't know my dear Brother Michael.
I'm afraid, sire, I haven't that honor.
We must arrange that he enjoy that honor, eh, Fritz? By the way, Rassendyll, what name did they give you?
The same as Your Majesty's.
Ha-ha! That shows they weren't ashamed of us, Rudolf.
Thank you, sire.
You must leave your quarters at the inn at once. Come to my hunting lodge, and tonight we'll dine you right royally.
I'll see to that, sir.
We'd planned on retiring early tonight, Your Majesty.
What? With a newfound cousin for a guest? Not a bit of it. That is a night for celebration. Come on. Wine, Joseph. More wine.
Yes, Your Majesty, at once.
And now, Cousin Rudolf, I propose another toast.
Here, here.
A toast.
To our ancestor, that scandalous rogue, Rudolf the Second.
Here, here.
Now, let's see. Who'll be next?
Your brother Michael, perhaps?
Michael, why waste good wine? I'll tell you a secret about my brother Michael. He doesn't love me.
No?
No. Michael thinks the world's all wrong. He thinks he ought to be me. And I ought to be he. Bah, let's forget about Michael. Let's drink a toast to... Cousin Flavia, soon to be my bride and queen.
Here, here.
Ah, it's a shame you can't meet the princess. At least I'm told it's a shame. I haven't seen her for years. She and I didn't get on very well then. Oh, perhaps we shall now.
Oh, I should certainly hope so, sire, if you're going to marry her.
They say she's too good for me. I probably is. You know what they say about me, don't you? I drink too much.
I imagine that you are well able to take care of yourself on that score, Your Majesty.
You're right, cousin. I can take care of myself. The devil take it, why is there no more wine? Joseph! Joseph! Wine! Coming.
Your Majesty. Your Majesty, please.
Perhaps we rubbed his hands.
Your Majesty! Your Majesty!
Ah, no use, Fred.
Hello. It was quite an evening, wasn't it? What's the matter with the king?
Joseph found him on the floor this morning.
On the floor? Is he still asleep?
Very much so. You didn't drink any of this last bottle, did you?
No, not that I know of.
No, I think you'd know if you had.
Why? Was it drugged?
It was.
But how? Why? Who did it?
Who else but Michael?
Who else?
Michael? His brother?
Half-brother. Michael's mother wasn't exactly acceptable in court circles.
But the coronation...
There isn't going to be a coronation.
But this is fantastic. Impossible. What's in Michael's mind?
In Michael's mind? Only the throne and the Princess Flavia.
Oh, and has he a chance?
He has now. Michael is waiting in Strelsau now with Rupert of Hentzau. Half the army already on his side, and half the people, too. It's the moment he's been waiting for, planning for, counting on the king's weaknesses, such as they are.
And the coronation can't be postponed, eh?
If he's not crowned today, he'll never be crowned. He must be there for the ceremony. He... Yes. That's all that would be necessary. The ceremony.
Hmm? What's the matter? What are you staring at?
Englishman, I'm much older than you. As a man grows old, he comes to believe in fate. Fate sent you here. Fate sends you now to Strelsau to be crowned king.
What?
Sounds mad, doesn't it? But without your beard, I'd wager you could deceive your own brother.
You must be out of your mind.
Yes, it's a risk. Against a certainty.
My dear Colonel, I came here on a fishing trip. I like to fish. I am a simple Englishman. I couldn't begin to act like a king even if I tried. I wouldn't deceive anybody.
What are you laughing at?
I was just thinking it would be a scene, wouldn't it? The cathedral crowded to the doors and the organ booming. I kneel to be crowned. Yes, and then your friend Michael steps forward and shouts, "Hey, this isn't the king, this is an Englishman named Rudolf Rasendil." Oh, no. No, I'm afraid not, gentlemen.
Then Black Michael sits tonight on the throne, and the king lies in prison. Or his grave.
His grave?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Well, I can't... After all, it would only be for today, wouldn't it?
Tonight you shall be safely across the border.
King for a day. And what would it mean if I fail?
Your life. On mine. And Fritz's here.
All I'd do is... have to do is to shave. Confound it, I'd become awfully fond of this beard.
Then you'll do it?
Yes, may heaven help the three of us.
I, Frederick Arthur Michael, Duke of Strelsau, taking cognizance of the lamentable public disorders occasioned by the non-appearance of His Majesty at the solemnities of his coronation, hereby assume the regency of the kingdom and ordain and proclaim a state of martial law. That is very good, Detan.
And now you sign, Your Highness.
The last detail. Remember, this proclamation is to be released 20 minutes after Hensau brings you word that the coronation ceremonies have been cancelled.
Yes, Highness.
We understand, Your Highness.
By that time, our agents should have the civilian disorders well underway. And now, Highness, may I offer congratulations?
And mine. Oh, well, a shade premature, perhaps, but thank you, gentlemen.
Michael.
Oh, come in, my dear.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
And now, gentlemen, you may go to your respective posts. The hour grows near.
We go to serve our country and our future sovereign.
Michael, what did he mean, our future sovereign?
Huh?
Is there more to this mad plan of yours?
Oh, as regent, the sovereign power will be mine. That's all he meant, Antoinette.
Oh, Michael. Michael, my darling. I know this has been your dream. I've tried to believe in it. Above all else, I want you to have everything but...
Everything, that is, but power. Is that what you're trying to say?
But what will it bring but the end of all our happiness?
Why, we shall be together, Antoinette. But where we belong, not outcasts.
We could have each other. Isn't that enough?
Darling, you must understand. Love is not enough for any man.
Oh, Michael. Have I failed you then so badly? I gave up my friends, my family.
I know, and I love you for it.
I have no regrets. You've given me happiness such as few women know. I'd rather die than lose you.
Good morning. I'm sorry to interrupt, Your Majesty.
There may come a time, Hensau, when your services will no longer excuse your impertinence.
I was only training my tongue for the time when to call you Highness would be an impertinence. Your Highness.
Your witticisms do not amuse us, Hensau. Why aren't you at your place at the cathedral?
Well, is there such need, Your Highness, to hurry to the coronation of a king who won't be there to be crowned?
Do we want to make it obvious we knew he wasn't coming?
Oh.
We must be there.
Before I go, just one trifling matter. Detchard tells me that you promised him promotion. Now, of course, rank and medals mean nothing to me. I can't raise money on them, Highness.
It will take the revenues of half the kingdom to settle your debts, Hensau. We'll discuss your finances after our success. Take your place in the cathedral.
At once, Your Highness. Your dress is lovely.
Thank you.
I called at your hotel this morning, but they told me you were out. Curiously enough, you were out, too. I'm glad you weren't lying to me. I don't like to have women lie to me. They don't usually do it, as a matter of fact. Usually I lie to them. You listening?
I thought I heard His Highness order you to the cathedral.
And now you, too, are trying to put me in my place. I like women who are arrogant, at first. It's always amusing to find that their arrogance is only a defense. But you don't need a defense with me. I'm on your side. I think Michael's treating you wretchedly. And what's he getting at in this marriage of state? An insipid, flaxen-haired doll. Poor Michael.
Are you referring by any chance to the Princess Flavia?
Who else?
What possible reason could there be for such a marriage?
Well, how else can he get the crown?
Oh, he doesn't want the crown. He wants only to be regent.
Oh, really, mademoiselle? I should have thought you knew your Michael better. So he's made you think he wants to be the man behind the throne. Oh, no. No, he wants to sit on it. And sit on it he cannot until he marries the rightful queen.
Oh, yeah. You're mad. I don't believe it.
Oh, shameful of him to keep you in the dark like this. You want to hold him? Make him jealous? But you'll have to fall back on me for that. I'm the only man in the country who isn't afraid of Michael.
Get out.
Hmm?
Get out, please.
Oh, of course.
But, Your Highness, recall the proclamation. Go at once to the cathedral. Cancel all plans for the public demonstration in my favor.
Hurry.
Yes, Your Highness.
Anything wrong, Your Highness?
Wrong? Oh, no, of course not. Nothing. Nothing at all. And so, except that the king has just arrived in Stelzau for the coronation.
This symbol of temporal power, this scepter wielded these many generations by all our chosen sovereigns, sire to the ancient house of Elfberg.
Napt, what do I do? Take the scepter.
Now, kneel down.
Right.
Receive thou now the crown of the kingdom, and understand what a glory of sanctity and honor and bravery it signifies.
I, Rudolf, with justice and mercy to deal sovereignty, to guard with vigilance and honor the welfare of my people, from all enemies to defend them, and from the throne of my ancestors to bear faithful rule, all this do I swear.
God save the king.
God save the king. God save the king. God save the king. God save the king.
Now.
Stand up. Stay where you are. Princess Flavia must swear her allegiance.
Oh, where is she?
There, coming toward the throne.
Oh, yes. She's beautiful.
Careful, careful.
I, Flavia, do become thy vassal, swearing to serve thee in truth, with life and limb until death findeth me. So help me God.
Do I kiss her?
Yes. Now, through the church, to the carriage.
With the princess?
Yes.
Good.
This way.
Well, I thought everything went off very well, didn't you? For a coronation.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, of course a coronation should go well if the king puts in an appearance properly dressed, knowing his lines.
And sober?
Yes, that's a nasty one. Don't you think you might overlook my past behavior and unbend a little? I mean, here we are on show in the stagecoach, just like a wedding. Don't the people want to see how well we get on together?
Oh, why should we deceive them?
Oh. You know, I think the luckiest man in the world is the king of this country.
Really? You've always seemed to prefer Paris and the Riviera to this country.
Ah, but now I'm the crowned and anointed king. New leaf and all that. Among other failings, I've rather neglected you, haven't I?
2 picture postcards in 3 years.
Oh, and all this time, Flavia, may I call you Flavia?
May you call me what?
Yeah, that was pretty silly, wasn't it? I've been away so long, and
And all this time you were changing into the loveliest girl in Europe.
I must have changed since you saw me. I've been thinking the same about you. You really looked and acted like a king today.
Oh, thank you.
Something I confess few of us expected of you.
Oh, well, you see, when I looked at you, it seemed time for the king to settle down and try to live up to his future queen.
I think all this ceremony has gone to your head, little cousin.
You're right, it has. I don't know whether I'm on my head or my heels. I only know this is the most wonderful day of my life. And this ride with you...
Aren't you overlooking something, cousin?
What?
Well, you'd better salute the crowd.
Oh, yes, of course. I'd forgotten I was king.
Listen, they're still cheering. They're with you heart and soul.
Now, it's you they are cheering. I felt like doing it myself when I saw you.
We'd better go, you know. Your guests are waiting.
No, not just yet, please. I want to have you to myself for a moment. All day I've been on parade. Cheered at, waved at, stared at. Not a chance to say...
Say what?
It's enough to make any man lose his head a bit. I'm crowned king. I meet the loveliest, the most beautiful...
That isn't what you used to say. You used to call me that... toe-headed little scarecrow.
Terrible. I hope you slapped me.
Well, I did. Once I kicked you quite hard.
Good. I deserved it. But I've reformed.
Almost beyond recognition. You seem an entirely different person. I can't understand it.
No, no. Don't try. Just stand there and let me look at you. Flavia. Who's there? Oh. Well, Fritz?
His Highness Duke Michael is waiting to pay his respects, sire.
Let him wait.
What?
Furthermore, Fritz, your intrusion is decidedly uncalled for.
Oh, but, sire,
That's enough. You may go.
I may go? Yes. Yes, sire.
Oh, Rudolph, is it wise of you to make Michael angry?
I am the one who was interrupted. Why should he be angry? Besides, I am the king.
He's probably furious.
Bad-tempered fellow. Why worry about him?
But it's you I'm worried about.
In that case, I can afford to be generous. I'll see him tomorrow.
Rudolph... If you won't think of yourself, think of me. All my life I've known what my future had to be, and I was resigned to it. Now, I needn't tell you how different it is.
Different?
I used to dread this day and the future. But now...
Oh, Flavia, I've been unfair. I didn't mean...
I only want you to realize how much your life means to your country.
Only my country?
Oh, and to your friends...
Friend.
And to your cousin and loving servant, myself.
Flavia.
Good night.
Don't go.
But I'll see you tomorrow. Good night, Rudolph.
Tomorrow.
Act Two of The Prisoner of Zenda, starring Ronald Colman as Rudolph, Douglas Fairbanks Jr. as Rupert, and Benita Hume as Flavia, with C. Aubrey Smith playing Zapp, Ralph Forbes as Michael, and Peter Wills as Fritz. Tomorrow has come, and Rudolph Rassendyll, the imposter king, waits only for the return of the real king before leaving England. But something has gone wrong. Colonel Zapt, who went to Zenda to bring back the king, found the lodge deserted, Joseph murdered, and the king gone. Now Zapt faces Rudolph in the palace at Strelsau.
Gone? What do you mean, gone?
The king's not there. They've taken him away.
But Michael's been in Strelsau all day. Still is.
But that devil Henshaw isn't.
Then that settled it. They know everything by now.
Yes, they know everything. But they can't speak. They can't denounce us without denouncing themselves.
Still won't keep them from murdering the king.
With you on the throne, they won't dare.
Me on the throne. Oh, it's too much to ask. Nobody could carry on this masquerade. I've tried to help you all I can, but I'm no fool.
Yes, I suppose you're right. It's just that, you see, Rudolph is my king. I have a feeling about my king, about the crown. I feel about it the way another man might feel about his children.
or the woman he loved. He'd hate to leave her to her fate without making a fight.
What fate? Whose fate?
Can you ask that? When the king's kidnapped, perhaps murdered?
Now, you know whom I mean.
Oh, the Princess Flavia. With the king dead, Michael as regent, will declare her the queen. After that, of course, he'll marry her.
She'd never do that. She couldn't.
Flavia's a princess of the royal house. She'd have no choice.
You can't let that happen to her.
Can you?
No.
Then you must hold the throne, Rudolf, until we find the king.
Sir Rupert, you've been here in Stelzau. Why haven't you reported to me?
Oh, would I disobey your orders, Highness? I went to the lodge at Zender, and I haven't been out of Zender Forest since.
But the king hasn't been out of Stelzau since. And if you went to the lodge, what did you find there?
I found the king in the cellar, well and truly drugged.
Still there?
What happened next must have been Zapp's idea, Tal, and I couldn't have thought of it.
What was Zapp's idea?
Passing another man off as king under your very nose, Highness.
What?
Odd. Man not knowing his own brother. But I assure you they might be twins.
Are you trying to tell me the man I saw crowned is an imposter?
Not your type of fiction, I see, Highness. Too incredible. But things like that do happen. You know, I knew twin sisters once that were the...
That's
another story.
I'm beginning to understand. He hasn't been behaving at all like my brother.
Well, naturally not, since he isn't.
Something seems strange about him.
Strange? To steal a throne? Wish I were some king's twin, like to try it myself.
But if this is true, why hasn't the king been heard from? Where is he?
He's in a woodcutter's cabin.
Oh, you've abducted him.
It's an old medieval custom, abducting king.
Rupert, only you could carry out such a coup. What have you done with him?
First, Highness, there's just one thing we haven't discussed. Why do people abduct kings? Just for fun, Highness? Isn't there usually the little matter of, the king's ransom?
You can be the first man in this kingdom. After the king.
Thanks. Well, how about a little something on account?
Or 10,000.
Oh, that's a poor price for a king. And a crown.
20. That's final.
Huh. Well, it's too cheap, but I do find him a bit of a nuisance, always whining about being chained up.
Did you hurt him?
Only slightly, but the cabin is very damp, Highness. I thought he might develop pneumonia.
And let the Englishman reign all his life? You realize, don't you, we couldn't expose him.
That had never occurred to me.
But if the Englishman dies first and is buried in the cathedral as the king... Yes, I think that's the solution, Hansel.
Sire, there are moments in your presence when I feel myself an amateur.
Any news, Colonel?
No. It's perfectly clear we'll never find the king by watching Michael.
Gentlemen, the king is dressed for the ball.
Your Majesty.
By the way, Colonel, how is my kingdom?
Well, it seems from these secret police reports that the people are not entirely satisfied with the way you're handling things.
No, I thought I was doing fairly well for an amateur.
So you are, lad, so you are. But listen to this. The king is much criticized for taking no steps about his marriage to the Princess Flavia.
Sorry to disappoint the people.
And the Princess Flavia. The princess's best friend told me very confidentially this afternoon that the princess was becoming deeply attached to your Majesty.
Good, very good.
Oh, good, is it? Well, it isn't. It's bad. And if it's true, it's awful.
It is true. And she also said the princess is becoming increasingly offended by your delay in proposing marriage.
That settles it. You must speak tonight.
I'll not propose tonight or any other night.
Very well, Rational, very well. But just make her a few pretty speeches tonight at the ball.
No. I refuse to make a fool of the princess or myself. Flavia, you promised to go out on the terrace with me.
Is that a command, sir?
It's a command. Please. You're very cool this evening. Have I offended you?
You've said nothing to offend me, sir.
What you really mean is I've said nothing. Is that it?
Why, well, I'm sure you have excellent reason, sir.
Flavia, please try to believe me. I may be the sort of man who'd take advantage of, any number of people, even a whole country, but I could never willingly do anything to hurt you.
I don't understand.
Then try to believe this without understanding. I love you.
Oh, is it true? Or is it just because you must?
I love you more than life or truth or honor.
Oh, Rudolph, I so wanted you to say that. Oh, if you were not the king, then I could show you how I love you.
Darling.
Tell me, Rudolph, how is it that I love you now when I never even liked you before?
Never before?
This seems so different.
But perhaps I am different.
That's what's so wonderful. I wanted you to be different from the Rudolph I knew, the Rudolph I didn't love. And you are, and yet you aren't.
But if I were different, if I were not the king...
Why do you say that?
Could you love me if I were not the king?
Rudolph, does a woman who marries without love look on a man as I look on you?
Flavia, I am not...
Your Majesty! 1,000 pardons, sire. His Eminence the Cardinal is waiting to take his leave.
Of course. We mustn't keep His Eminence waiting.
Well, is there anything wrong, Colonel Zapp?
Nothing, Your Highness. It's always my unpleasant task to be the reminder of duty.
Who is it?
Rudolph, I must see you.
Oh, Fritz. Come in.
Look at this. This letter, it's for you.
Can't it wait till morning?
But look at the name on the envelope.
See, deliver instantly. Rudolph Rasendill, Esquire. Care of Captain Fritz von Thalenheim. Rasendill? Can't be a tailor's bill from home.
What does it say?
If Mr. Rasendill desires to know the whereabouts of the king, let him come tonight at 2 o'clock to the summer house behind the wall on the Boulevard Elfberg. He must be alone. If he neglects this invitation, he may harm the Princess Flavia.
They mistake you for a fool. Trick of Michael's, obviously.
Wait a minute, here's something more. If you hesitate, consult Captain von Thalenheim.
They must take me for a fool.
Ask him what woman would do most to prevent Michael from marrying the Princess Flavia, and therefore most to prevent his becoming king. And ask if her name begins with A.
A? Antoinette Maubart, Frenchwoman, mad in love with Michael, of course.
Ah. How far is the Boulevard Elfberg?
Are you going?
I am. At 2 o'clock tonight.
You've been trapped. I wrote that letter at the Duke's orders.
So I thought.
Three men are coming here to kill you.
Where's the king?
Before I tell you, your word. An English gentleman's word. No harm has come to Michael. Have I your word?
Yes, as much as I can give it, if you tell the truth.
They're moving the king tonight from a hut in the forest to Michael's castle near Zender.
That's what I wanted to know.
Wait. If the castle is attacked, the king will be killed instantly. And no trace of his body will be found.
Ah, nice chap, Michael.
Do you want my help or don't you?
I want your help. But how can we rescue the king?
Leave that to me. He must have his friends near at hand at his hunting lodge on some pretext or other. Boar hunting, anything. I'll send you word when to strike. Now go, and quickly.
And you?
If Michael finds out what I've done, you and I shall not meet again.
Good luck. In everything.
And to you. With her. They've come. They're too soon.
Oh, Mr. Rasendill! Mr. Rasendill! Pardon this untimely interruption. I only ask a word with you.
It's Rupert of Hinsdale. Don't trust him.
You don't answer to that name, sire? I have an offer for your majesty.
We can talk with the door between us, Count Rupert.
As you please. A truce while I offer peace terms. £50,000 in English notes and safe conduct to the frontier.
Ah, that sounds handsome.
Come out then. I have a good horse for you and the money ready.
Just a minute while I think that over. Stand there, out of the line of fire.
What are you going to do?
Sorry, but I'll have to use your tea table as a shield. Do you mind?
But how can you possibly protect yourself against...
As they start in the door, I'll start out.
Oh, they'll kill you.
Stand back. Gentlemen, I accept your offer, relying on your honor. If you'll open the door.
It's locked.
No, but it isn't. Come in, gentlemen.
Hit him! Here he goes! Get behind him!
Good night, gentlemen.
I don't understand you, Rudolph. Last night you made me feel that every hour away from you was wasted. And now you're going boar hunting. That's a different thing, I suppose.
Do you think I want to go?
Oh, I'm sure not. It's the boars. They're simply pining for you to hunt them.
My darling, did you dream that I was leaving you to go hunting?
Oh, then you're not going?
Well, I'm not going hunting. That is, not just for boar.
Well, then what are you going... Oh, Rudolph.
Oh, it's nothing.
It's Michael.
No, it's nothing. It seems he's hatched a little plot at Zender.
Against you? Oh, darling, you mustn't go.
And shall I tell them I can't go because we have an engagement to go riding?
But I won't let you go. Send someone else.
And what sort of king would do that?
Oh, I don't understand.
And I can't tell you yet, but believe me when I say there are reasons why I must go.
Oh, I'm sorry. You see, I've never been in love before.
That's better.
You write to me?
I'll send you my heart every day.
You won't let Michael hurt you?
No, sweetheart.
Or keep you from me?
No, sweetheart.
Nor anyone else?
No, sweetheart. I must go, darling. Don't... You stay here. Your back turned. Don't look at me. If I see your eyes, I might forget to be a king.
You'll come back soon.
Shan't a man come back to the loveliest lady in all the wide world? A thousand Michaels couldn't keep me from you. But if I shouldn't... No, don't turn. You will never forget me.
Never.
And you would be a brave queen and do your part.
My life would be empty. My heart dead.
But you would do your part. Goodbye, Flavia.
Rudolph!
Knowledge that the king is held prisoner in Michael's castle. Rudolph and the king's loyal followers have gone to the hunting lodge nearby to wait their chance to save him. Now, in the dead of night, Rupert of Hentzau has come to the lodge with a request to see Rudolph in private.
Come in, Hentzau. The audience is granted.
Your Majesty. I bring you your brother's humble greetings and his wish that you enjoy good boar hunting here in Zender. And his respects, of course, to Colonel Zapt and Captain Fritz, your two principal boars.
I'm surprised, Hentzau, and deeply hurt to hear that you willingly gave up your pistol at the door. Looks as though you didn't believe we trusted you.
I did it for my own protection, Your Majesty. Not yours. In the best English plays, a gentleman never attacks an unarmed opponent.
Ah. Well, what price the crown today? The last offer from my brother was £50,000. Do I perhaps hear... 52,000?
Well, the Duke offers you more than I would. I simply said, why not hang the play actor and save the money?
Indeed. And Michael?
He doubles the offer. £100,000. I told Michael you'd refuse. But the fact is, between ourselves, Michael does not understand a gentleman.
No, but we do, don't we?
Rassendyll, you're a man after my own heart. Frankly, you and I are the only two people worthwhile saving in this whole affair, now, aren't we? Now, here is my plan for us.
Disregarding Michael?
Oh, Michael, such a bore. Now, listen. Attack the castle boldly.
Uh-huh, go on.
Arrange the time with me.
I have such confidence in you, of course.
Black Michael will fall. The king? Well, you don't want to find him. You won't. That's, that's provided for. And your friends, well, if they fall too, only you and I are left to know the truth. Understand? I, Rupert of Hentzau, and you, King of the Realm.
Hmm. Aren't you being a little unfair to Michael?
Perhaps a little, but I can't put up with his jealousy.
Jealousy?
Yeah. You've seen it.
Oh, yes. Yes, Antoinette. So the Duke gets in your way, hmm?
Well, that's hardly a fair way of putting it, perhaps.
I get in his way.
Surely she doesn't prefer the Duke.
Yes, the silly creature.
Then you're doing all this for love. How romantic.
Well, love and your Majesty's gratitude throughout your long and happy reign. And then, of course, you might make over to me Michael's castle and estate.
Oh, very clever scheme. It does you great credit.
Think what I offer you, the throne and the princess. You're planning on it anyway, and this way, sure. Shall we shake hands on it?
Zap, Fritz! Come in and listen to this.
I would also promise, play actor, to leave your golden-haired goddess alone until I wanted it.
Why, you?
Well, don't get excited, please. You see, I left only my gun outside. I still have this.
Touch me with that dagger and you'll be full of holes before you reach the road.
It's almost worth the chance. But I imagine we'll meet again, play actor. Perhaps under conditions more favorable to me.
I'm sure that's the only way we'll ever meet.
Of course. Good night.
Good night.
I wish we'd get some word. This waiting is intolerable. Why don't we attempt the rescue and be done with it, either Michael or ourselves?
It'd be a pleasure, Fritz. But what would it gain us? Do you think Michael would fall and let the king live?
Besides, what justification could I, the king, have for attacking my dear brother Michael?
Are we to do nothing, then?
We are to do nothing, stupid. Don't be in such haste to end your life, young man.
If you will forgive me, sir, your impatience seems on occasion to equal my own.
Well, it's different with me. I've spent my life, and it's been a long one, in the service of the throne. I can do no more than die in its service. Now, or a few years later, what difference will it make? It
makes a great difference, Colonel. You've never seen England in the spring. Ah, there's a little stream I'd like to show you, too, where the trout...
Hey, lad. It'll be a pity if we never get the chance to see them. God grant that you at least may see your own country again.
I'm not sure it could ever be the same again.
I know, lad. I know.
Come in. Man is here who insists he has a personal message for His Majesty.
Have you searched him thoroughly?
Certainly, sir.
Send him in.
Oh, if only this is from...
Quiet.
In here.
I am Colonel Sapp. What is it you want?
I have a message for His Majesty from Madame Antoinette de Maubin.
De Maubin?
Well, what is it?
I am to lower the drawbridge at 2 hours past midnight.
But the king will be killed at the first alarm.
Yes, Majesty. She says before the bridge goes down, one of your men must swim the moat and go to the first room on the left of the corridor. The king is imprisoned there.
Yes.
The man alone must hold off the guards from murder until the others cross the bridge and get below.
Tell Madame we shall be on the shore at 2, waiting for her signal. Then I'll swim the moat. The others will wait until you lower the bridge. Now go.
Thank you. Can we trust him?
Always trust a man as far as you must. And in this case, we've no alternative.
I think I should swim the moat, Rudolph.
Right, lad. Can't afford to lose both our kings.
One king you'll lose tonight. If anything should happen to the king and not to me, your game is up anyway. I've been an impostor for his sake. I couldn't be one for my own. No. I swim the moat, Fritz, not you.
But if we lose you both, what'll become of those of us who are left?
They'll serve Queen Flavia. And I would to God I could be one of them.
Grandson.
Here, Hansel.
This castle's gloomy as a vault. Where are you?
Here. The relief guard was 10 minutes early tonight, Hansel.
Why?
Oh, the Duke's as nervous as a kitten.
Must be expecting old Zap to bob up out of the moat in a diving helmet. How was that?
Seemed to come from the king's room.
Nonsense. Probably the cat.
Well, I don't hear anything now.
Well, getting late. I'll have a last look round at the doors and the drawbridge before I turn in. Good night.
Good night, Hansel.
Who's there? Who's there, I say? Baronson. Lohengram. Is that you? All right, my friend. I see you. Come out of the shadow. I've got you covered. Come out.
Good evening.
Well, if it isn't the play actor, with his tin sword, too. Well, it won't do you much good now.
That's a pity. When did you give up knives for pistols, Hansel?
I carry both now. Extra precautions, you know.
Hey, tell me you fancy yourself with a saber. Why not finish me off in more sporting fashion?
Well, you may as well face it, Rassendyll. I'm not a gentleman. And what a tragedy for both of us that you are one.
For both of us?
Yes, for if you weren't, it would suit me to keep you alive. Oh, how it would suit me. Ah, if I were only some king's twin. Ah, well, I'm sorry I have to kill you. I really am sorry.
Yes, you know, if the real king should die, I'd reign in his place for a long time.
If you didn't die, too. Stand over there, Rassendyll. The light's better. I don't want to get you on the first shot.
I could be very grateful for my life just now. And you once mentioned something about Michael's castle and estates.
You think you can buy your life with a few old stones and two provinces of mulberry trees?
Half of my kingdom.
Huh?
For a cigarette.
Oh, of course. Might as well. The matches on the table there.
Oh, thanks. Ah! Don't try and pick up that gun, Hensel. Your sword will have to do this time.
Touché, Rassendyll. I can't get used to fighting with furniture. Fighting with chairs and tea tables is a new sport with me. Where'd you learn it?
It all goes with the old school tie.
Well, if I must fight like a gentleman...
Don't let's be gentlemen.
Well, then, now for your last fencing lesson. En garde. Well counted. But your guard and quarter is too high. By the way, when did you expect to gain by this visit?
The king's life, if possible.
Not really. Oh, you know, your guard is much too high. I could finish you right now if I wanted to.
Not really.
Uh-huh. Exit the play actor.
Exit delayed. Sorry to disappoint you, old man.
Why don't you let me kill you quietly?
Why quietly?
You English are such a stubborn lot.
And England expects that every man, you know.
Well, then, why don't you do it? I have to chase you all over the castle.
I'll...
Stand your ground.
Take my fencing lesson in my own way.
Stand your ground and fight.
I'm just prolonging this as long as I can.
You're not afraid to die, Rassendyll, are you? That's not British, you know.
Just my nature. I'm keeping you away from the king until the drawbridge is down.
What?
Shall we rest now?
What'd you say?
About what?
The drawbridge.
Oh, that. Ah, there it goes. Now, Hensel, I'll stand my ground.
Why, you...
En garde! Don't wait too long, Hensel. Saxon and his men should be here at any moment.
Just have time to finish you off.
There they are. What's the matter? Are we resting again?
Sorry, I could have done it in another moment, but it's a little too warm for me here. Au revoir, play actor.
Rudolph, you all right? You're wounded.
No, it's nothing. The king?
Yes, he's safe. We've got him.
Good.
And Black Michael, too.
Good. I'm just a little tired. If you don't mind if I just go to sleep, do you?
Rudolph. Fritz, quick! He's fainted.
You sure you're well enough to travel, Rudolph?
Never better. How's the king?
He's weak. Still some fever. We'll soon have him well and back in Strelsau.
That's good. Well, my work's done. I can go now. I'll see England again, after all, Zapt.
Wait. Before you leave, Her Highness wishes to see you.
Does she know everything?
Everything.
What did she say?
Nothing. She wants to see you.
Rudolph.
They've told you, Flavia?
Yes. Oh, you're hurt. They didn't tell me that. Oh,
my only hurt's the thought of the pain I must have caused you. Flavia, from the first moment I saw you in the cathedral, I've loved you with all my heart and soul. But forgive me.
It would have made no difference if I'd known. It was always you, never the king.
I meant to tell you. I tried to on the night of the ball.
I know. What are we to do now, Rudolph?
I'm going away tonight.
Oh, no, you can't.
I must, before people have seen me. Flavia, come with me.
Oh, if only I could.
If only...
Why not? I love you.
And I love you. Oh, Rudolph, help me. Is love the only thing? If love were all, you would have left the king to die. Honor binds a woman to Rudolph. And my honor lies in keeping faith with my country and my house. I don't know why God has let me love you. But I know I must stay.
God shows his purposes to such as you.
Goodbye, my beloved. Your heart will always be in my heart. And the touch of your lips on mine.
Your heart will always be in my heart. And the touch of your lips on mine. Goodbye, Flavia.
We bring down the curtain on the last act of The Prisoner of Zender, starring Ronald Colman, Douglas Fairbanks Jr., and Benita Hume. Our sponsors, the makers of Lux Flakes, join me in inviting you to be with us again next Monday night when the Lux Radio Theater presents Fay Bainter, Lewis Stone, and Jackie Cooper in White Banners. This is Cecil B. DeMille saying good night to you from Hollywood. Your announcer has been Melville Ruick. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
The Lux Radio Theater, on Tuned to Yesterday from the 4th of June, 1939 on CBS. And that wraps up this hour of adventure on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's past. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Livonier. Thanks for listening.